When you were doing the dispatching, then just so I have this correct, you would work five days a week or six if you wanted to get some time off later or get some overtime. And then when you'd go in, were you always like on a week, would you always be on the same time of day? You know, like
Well,
for 1 week, would you always go in from 8 o'clock
it
in the
seemed to
morning
work
or?
out that what happened was I used to work 3 to 11 the day before my day off, and then I would work 11 to 7 the day after my day off. So actually, when I came home at 1 o'clock in the morning, I went to bed and I had a day off, but I was going right back in, for a night shift.
Yeah, oh, I see. Okay. And then what would you have to do like to transition the shifts when a new person would come in?
You would just have to, when your relief came, you would basically just update them on what you had done in the past hour or two as far as what was coming into the kills and what you had going out.
I see. And then did you take breaks during that 8 hours? I imagine you must have.
We had a coffee pot and you made your own, you brought whatever you had
Your
to
lunch,
eat,
yeah.
and basically once you were in the tower you were locked in because you were listening to all different radios. You had the Marine radio, which the Coast Guard monitored. You had the radio for the launch boat operators in Fresh Kills. You had the radio for the plant supervisors that were for what was going on within the plant. And you had Nextel radios for direct contact with the tugboats.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then so we kind of answered some. I had some questions about like the people you were working with. So I know that you were the only dispatcher there at a time. Who was your immediate supervisor? Like, who did you answer to? Like,
Well,
who
my
was your.
immediate supervisor would have been Eddie Olson, who ran the Marine Transportation Unit. As far as really, I was on my own. I really didn't hear from anybody unless there was
A
problems.
problem. Okay. And then did you have anybody working under you? Like, were you in a management position or just coordinating with all of
No,
the
just
folks?
coordinating with New York, with the office in Manhattan, with all the supervisors in the eight MTSs. And with the supervisors that were working within the plant.
And I had some questions about sort of organizations within the department. So I understand that there are many, many unions represented in the DSNY. So which were you a part of or
I was a part of Local 444, the officers, Sanitation Officers
Okay. And
Union.
did that change when you switched the job, switch from being a sand worker?
Yes, because the sand worker was Local 813,
Got
the
it.
Sand Workers Union.
Okay. And then were you very active in the union in terms of organizing or anything or
Yes, when I first came on the job, I was involved with the Columbia Association, and they were very active in the Democratic Party, and we went around to various fundraisers and election fundraisers.
Okay, and I was wondering if you could describe what the Columbia Association is, just for the.
The Columbia Association is the organization of Italians, and they do various charity works, well, one of them was Kennedy Airport for the kids, the children. They would run something for them.
I see. And how did you when you how did you join the association? Was that early on in your
Oh,
career?
yes. When you came on the job, all the associations would come and talk. That's not the only one I was involved with, because I was involved with the Holy Name and the Emerald Society also.
Oh, okay. And what are those?
The Emerald Society is the Irish Americans,
Oh, okay.
and the Holy Name is the Catholic Americans.
Okay, great. And did you feel like your membership in these associations made your work more enjoyable or
I got to meet people within the department, so So in that respect, they were really good.
And then I was wondering about sort of other social aspects of the job. Were there people in the department that you became friends with outside of work, or that you would see socially during your free time?
Well, not really, because I was so involved with different shifts and I was really running ragged when I first came on as a supervisor. So yeah. I didn't have much free time. The any free time that I did have was spent with my son and schooling.
Yeah, I see. I was also kind of wondering about at the landfill, if there is any kind of like camaraderie amongst the people that were working out at the landfill, because I know it's kind of isolated from the rest of the department.
Well, when I worked in the tower, like I said, the first thing I did when I went to work was found out who was working that day and just said hello. I just said hello to everybody because you never know within the 8-hour shift who you were going to have to touch base with.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I knew who was on, where they were working, and just so they knew also that I was up in the tower.
Got it. And then, I kind of want to talk about the equipment and the sort of vessel, the different kinds of vessels and things that you were in charge of. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind running down all the different types of boats and that were involved in the operations.
Well, in the operation, we had over 120 barges.
Wow.
That we used to go out and collect the garbage in. And Fresh Kills was where we offloaded those barges.
Mm-hmm.
We had 5 tugboats that were running for us. Every shift, there was 5 different tugs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had launch boats that were sweepers to clean any garbage that was in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a boom boat that used to go out and open the boom so that the ships could come in.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. And so that's 5 different tug. So in terms of the people, there's 5 different tug captains.
There's a captain and a mate on each tug.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, you have your launch boat operators.
Uh-huh.
You had your supervisors and your superintendent in the that ran the plants, because there were 2 plants in the landfill, Plant 1 and Plant 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that structure was the same. Then you had your sand workers.
Got it. And then how many of each of these vessels were like on water at any given time, would you say?
Well, like I said, the 5 tugboats were always operating.
Right.
And then you had a sweeper in Plant 1, and you had a sweeper in Plant 2, and you had a sweeper outside and the boom boat.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, got it. So that's quite a few. And then 120 barges is quite a few barges. Were they all in circulation all the time, or did you have some of them stored somewhere for?
Oh, well, we had a lot of them stored at Fresh Kills
and
52nd Street in Brooklyn, our barge maintenance unit.
Mm-hmm.
We used to keep a lot of barges stored there.
I see.
And, at the beginning of the shift, you had to make sure you had all your barges, and the end of the shift also. So,
right.
We had the tracking down to a science
as
far as the tug logs and what the tugboats took in and out.
Right. Okay. So then, when you'd come in the morning, there would be, each MTS would have some number of barges that were some percentage full. You'd have barges probably en route going to replace those. And then you'd have barges at Fresh Kills also being unloaded?
That's correct. Okay. We had a condition sheet for the 8 MTSs, and that was updated 3 times a day as far as what barges they had, if they were loaded, and when they were going to get ready to sail those barges.
Got it. And then what kind of equipment was used to unload the barges at Fresh Kills?
Oh, we had these cranes, enormous cranes that would unload the barges.
Okay. And were you in And were those managed by the plant manager or plant supervisors, or was it
the superintendent uh-huh. oversaw every all the work in the plants.
Uh-huh.
So he was well aware when they had a problem
mm-hmm.
with the cranes mm-hmm. or if there was a problem with any type of the equipment that they used as far as the trucks that used to empty the garbage out up on the hill.
Yeah. And so once the barges were sort of docked at the plant, you were out basically until they needed you to take them out again. I mean, you would stay in touch, but
we would keep in touch mm-hmm. because we had a shifting tug in Fresh Kills.
Uh-huh.
So we had to set up the plants uh-huh. with the necessary barges for mm-hmm. them to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. And then there's a lot of, you've already kind of talked about the many different radios that you were and different people that you were in communication with. And I was just wondering, in addition to, so there's the tug operators, the plant supers, the supervisors at the MTSs, and then other than that, and then the launch boat operators, those yes, were the people that you right. were. Okay.